Our South Central chapter takes shore leave after a long voyage by Gary Wunder. In the early 1990s, our membership committee took a week to travel to Rolla, our hope being to find people interested in starting a chapter. We struck gold and found several who were interested. Our chapter covering Rolla, Salem, and surrounding areas was chartered in 1991 and has been active since then. Every group needs someone with the desire and motivation to be a chapter president, and Barbara Griffin was our hero. After a week on the radio and in the newspaper, the Saturday for organizing came, and we had about 15 people present. Some would come and go, but we were growing and optimistic. The chapter soon formed a warm working relationship with their local Walmart, and although some of our chapters could not get Walmart to let us fundraise, they were especially helpful to those in our South Central chapter. The chapter wasn't content with candy or peanuts. They came with a grill, burgers, and hot dogs. They also managed to enlist the help of the Lions Club in the area for some much-needed labor. Our South Central chapter has been blessed with some fine people. I mentioned Barbara earlier. Then there was Cheryl Roach, Susie Nichols, and Marianne Pryor, all significant leaders who kept the chapter together and moving forward. Later came our longest-serving president, Helen Parker, who liked to call herself the Old Blind Woman, or OBW. She's now in her late 90s, and after 2 decades of leadership, has concluded she just can't do the job any longer. Of course, the chapter presidents are only the most obvious leaders, but in our South Central chapter, there have been many more. Jean Trammell and her daughter Tina have been especially helpful. So too is Fran Morris. Clarine Bell, she has been so good about helping people from St. James attend. Then there is the person who writes to me frequently with the chapter updates and requests that we visit. Her name is Kathy Hooten. She joined in 1994, but her husband Rex joined before she did and has been a significant contributor in his own right. As happens, people move away, people become ill and die, and we have sadly watched as our membership has decreased. The faithful are still the faithful, but when the balance of age gets very one-sided, it becomes harder to interest young or even middle-aged folks to get involved. The chapter has racked its collective brain about what to do, but nothing they have tried to increase membership has been successful. The affiliate board has been approached, and though the will is there, we have not been able to find young people either to bolster our existing chapter or to start a more student-oriented one. So, for the moment, we are putting the chapter on hold, recognizing the love and spirit that made it part of our family for a quarter of a century, and always hoping to help it resume active status. We appreciate all those who helped us have a presence there, and we hope to have good news about a chapter there someday soon.